I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Hi, I'm Debbie Dashinger, and very excited to be here with you and wondering what is new that you're incorporating this year. I have taken on a fitness challenge. Well, yep, there's a place called Legree Fitness Studio near my house. I discovered it quite by chance, but I don't know that there are accidents. And I mean, this is an intense exercise program. And I love a good challenge. I don't think I've been challenged like this since I did the LA marathons. So I'm in. I actually didn't ever want to share it with you guys till I was sure I was going to be able to do it. Because when I say 25 minutes of intensity, that's it. That's all the workouts are. 25 minutes of mother intensity. And I wanted to make sure I could do it, but I'm just wrapping up my second week, so I know I'm in. And I have a goal of completing at least 6 months at this studio. So wish me luck, and I think I'm going to take pictures, some before and after, so you can see what I look like, but I'm really getting ripped. I mean, it's intense, and I love going. I'm going to be talking about how to let life flow. And just so you know, a little bit later on, the show is going to feature John Sally, a four-time NBA champion and wellness advocate, here to talk about the better life path. So you're going to treat yourself to an exhilarating and inspiring conversation with John Sally, who will be on a little later on Dare to Dream. Yeah, so letting life flow. I love the idea of flowing because it reminds me of water, and I love water and rivers and not so much ponds because they're a little more stagnant. But anything that moves is very possible and very positive. And if we are flowing with, well, way more positive, right? Because today you can choose to let your life flow without resistance or effort. Living in the flow is not something you figure out or practice to get right. Living in the flow just is. It's a state of consciousness, the natural consequence of being self-aware in the moment. And in that state of expansive, open, accepting awareness, there is no feeling of lack. There is no sense of threat. So there is no need to defend yourself, no need to be aggressive or to resist in order to feel safe and complete. To live in the present is to flow with the universe. And the thought I keep coming back to today is, I let my life flow without resistance. Rainer Maria Rilke, Austrian writer and poet born in Prague, said, "Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going." When we come back, John Sally is here to talk about the better life path. Stay right there. Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. And I've got John Sally here, who is an American retired professional basketball player, actor, and talk show host. He was the first player in NBA history to play on 3 different championship-winning franchises, as well as the first player in the NBA to win a championship in 3 different decades. Sally was a longtime host of the former Fox Sports Net show, The Best Damn Sports Show, period. John's film credits include Bad Boys 1 and 2 and Eddie and Jerry Bruckheimer's Confession of a Shopaholic. John was the host of the John Sally Block Party on 100.3, The Beat Morning Show in Los Angeles, and hosted the reunion shows of VH1's number one rated show, Basketball Wives. He's a frequent speaker at VegFest across the USA and is a partner in the label Vegan Vine. You can find out more at johnsally.com. And John, welcome to Dare to Dream. So great to have you.
Yeah, I am impressed and I am blessed to be here. Thank you for even thinking of it. And interview me.
Yeah, this is going to be great because I love, it's not just better life ahead. Your conversation topic is better life ahead. You're so from Brooklyn. I'm from New York too, so I love that. You're a native of Brooklyn. You found basketball at an early age. I would love to know, how did your 15-year NBA career and 4 championships shape your life? Like, shape what was next to come for all the dreams you started to create?
Yeah, it was a point where, you know, you grow up in New York. Basketball is such a huge thing. And sports is a big thing. You know, it's all about knowing who your favorite teams are, what your favorite piece was. But I looked at it and saw a lot of guys who have been famous from the neighborhood. Joe DiMaggio was from Brooklyn, that kind of thing. The jumping kangaroo, Billy Cunningham, who was one of the owners of the Miami Heat when I went there. See, if you want to get out, you figure out, you focus on it, and I use that as my platform to go to all different parts of the world.
And you played for Phil Jackson with the Lakers and the Bulls. I really like him.
Zen master. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Zen master. Was his devotion to meditation ever an influence on your path, or even in reverse, your wellness path an influence on Phil's life?
Yeah. the difference is, you know, I had been with Phil in 96, and I had started on this path in 1991. But when it got into the mental part and the thinking part, in 96, when I got to the squad, the Chicago Bulls, which was the greatest team ever, I might mention, 1996, one of the things that they did is they brought in a guy named George, and George was an expert in mindfulness. So in his mindfulness, we would do these mindful meditations. We would sit, we would be quiet, we would breathe, and we had this thing called one breath. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy. When we would do this one breath, we win 19 straight games.
Wow.
Then we would have to get back to it. And then we would do something else, and we would win another 18 games straight. And that was the year that the Bulls won 72 games, which at one time was the record until the Warriors a couple of years ago broke that record with 73 wins. But that thought process, letting everybody think they were on one breath, one team, one drum, the beat to one drum, that mentality. And I remember we went to practice one time in Chicago, and he said, it's going to be a tough practice. We got to really get down to, you know, brass knuckles, and we're going to get this right. So get taped and meet me in the film room. So we had to get taped. The guys are putting on their tape and getting ready for practice, thinking they're going to be, you know, running into guys and showing how good you're in shape. And we sat there, and next thing you know, we were holding hands and breathing in the same thing for an hour and a half. And that
wow.
was practical. And then he goes, all right, we cut our tape off, and practice was over. And he was like, I had to get you in uniform, in thought, in the same intention. This is, let's get here now. And then every time we get to a point where we're losing focus, we go back to one breath. It was so successful when we won the championship. When I then went over and joined Phil with the Lakers in 1999-2000, we brought one breath back beginning of the season. And we had a championship winning year. They won three championships in a row, 2000, 2001, 2002. And that was really what I think. We had yoga on Wednesdays. So guys were first complaining about that, and then the yoga instructor walked in, and everybody stopped complaining. A beautiful lady from Manhattan Beach, and these guys, we had one injury that hurt us the whole year, and Kobe twisted his ankle in championship, and that was it. The rest of us were limber, and our brains were limber. I never forget. He did make sure that he taught these guys it's all mental first. The physical is a close second, but it's a mental game first.
One breath, one team. I love that. And mindfulness. And then at one point in your life, John, you completely revolutionized what you put into your body. Tell me what precipitated that attitude and that choice.
Well, one of the things was in 1991, just things weren't going well. I was 27 years old, and you think I'm on top of the world. I just finished out winning our second championship. And after winning your second championship, you would think everything was great. And you wind up, it was more stress, more pressure, more demand on your personality, more people were thinking, okay, you won two championships, you're now a machine, you're not a human, you don't break down, you don't miss that shot, you don't miss that layup, you don't have off moments. So it was tons of pressure that you put on yourself and that people put on top of you. So I met with this lady named Dr. Jewel Pookrum. She was a health coach, a health practitioner, a herbologist. And she goes, well, first we got to clean you out. And so we're going to give you a colonic. And I was like, what's a colonic? She goes, well, you'll find out. Well, after my colonic, I realized I was full of it. And because I didn't know I was that full of it. And I went from 235, I started eating macrobiotic at the time, and I went down to 219. I had rid myself of all these toxins. My knees stopped hurting, my back stopped hurting, my neck stopped hurting, my personality was different. The bumps on my face disappeared, the smell from the bottom of your feet, your body odor changed, everything. And from that point on, I started realizing, how could I eat something dead and expect to be alive? You don't put D batteries that are dead in a boom box and expect it to boom. You have to put live D batteries in that boom box. So I look at my body as this boom box, and the batteries that go in have to be organic. They have to be alive, and they have to bring energy, and they have to bring life. you want to live life, you have to eat life, you have to be about life. I said, you want love, be love. So that was my mentality. I changed right there that I no longer was going to live on the planet while other things suffered for my existence. I think we can all live. They're earthlings. Earthlings deserve to live. I say about animals, where do you draw the line? Do you draw it at a horse? Do you draw it at a pig? Do you draw it at a cow? Do you draw it at a cat, at a dog? All animals want to live. So if I'm just the most love I can be to all earthlings, the blessing of what I was going to do on the planet was going to, you know, foresee itself through, and it has. So since I was 27 years old, people used to think I was crazy. I'm not going to eat any meat. I'm not going to do this. And now America is 5% vegan, when it was literally 1% or no, they call them vegetarians because they ate cheese. I used to be a lion vegetarian, too. I ate cheese and ate seafood, thinking that fish didn't have a heart or soul. I don't know where that came from. And I just realized that I wasn't being told the truth. I wasn't being fed great food. The cancers that were running through my family weren't inherited. The only thing that was inherited was the recipes. So I changed in 2008. I became a total vegan and an animal activist and advocate. And I've been living a wonderful life ever since.
So you adopt a raw vegan plant-based lifestyle. And I know that you spoke to Congress on vegan alternatives for lunch menus for kids. And I'm curious, how was that received by Congress?
It was great. We had the House Representative, Mr. Kucinich, and his wife. And I was with PCRM, Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Neil Bernard, who was he and Dr. T. Colin Campbell and Dr. Eckerson, some of my heroes, Dr. Sabe, Dr. Bernard, Dick Gregory, those people who have been talking and speaking it for so long. And when I got there, I explained. I said, the foods we give to the kids that are supposed to be our future are surplus foods, and they are literally not even foods. If they can stay for hours and years, and you're going to expect them to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, not have any food that is nourishing to your brain, and then be efficient in school, it's not going to be. And so we went down, and we even took over one of the junior high schools, middle schools, and we bought them veggie burgers, and we had coconut milk and coconut water, and we had celery and carrot sticks. And it was, they were like, this is good. And they had never eaten that way before. One, we did get some people from cow states, I say dairy states, telling us how important dairy milk was for children and children's development. And because I've done comedy before, I said, no, we're not talking about baby calves here. We're talking about baby humans. So, and everyone laughed. I said, I would understand if we were raising calves. We're talking about humans. So we don't need any cow bovine liquid in our children. And they didn't know what to say when I called it bovine fluid. And I go, and it's already written and been sent all the way to everyone here, that casein, which is a form of I would say, dairy product, which comes out of the milk, has been known to cause cancer. And if that's in cheese and that's in milk, it's easy to find out where it's coming from. So when they knew I knew the science, and they knew I wasn't afraid to have conflict or have a conversation, they kind of backed away, because I wasn't just a celebrity coming in talking about something because it was good for my image. I was talking because I literally lived a life.
And how was it for you when you transitioned your food? I understand that mentally you had a download and you said, okay, I get that there are positive benefits. I also get that I cannot eat something that's alive, like I wouldn't eat a human that's alive, whether it's a fish or an animal. So I get that that shifted. But as far as the actual food consumption, how was that transition for you to go full raw vegan?
It was great. The difference with what I had to deal with and the way I had this food and what I considered to be food and was phenomenal. I saw things different. I literally was smelling things from distances. I was knowing when I was hungry, the different forms of hunger. Was I thirsty or was I hungry? I felt I was quicker on court. I felt I was more alert. I know my libido was high. I was a professional athlete, so it was high anyway. But this was still the depressing days and the tough days of being in Michigan with snow and all that. I didn't feel that like I normally was feeling it when I was eating decaying carcass. When I was eating things that gave me life, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and legumes, I looked like I was supposed to.
And can you just say your typical day-ish, typical day of eating vegan, what does that look like for you?
Oh, it looks wonderful. You know, imagine I had, it would be, one, I drink about 32 ounces of water, spring water, before I eat anything in the morning. Two, when I do, I may get something in the daughter, some, if my daughter wants a grilled cheese, we got a vegan cheese called VioLife. We use a spread instead of butter. Instead of any kind of flesh, we use a product called Field Roast, which is an artisan sausage, which is put together by vegetables and spices. I would have more greens. My daughters know all the greens they're going to have. I massaged the kale and massaged and break down the spinach, lightly blanched. I just literally make it flavorful. So everything you can have that you would have at Thanksgiving, you usually can have with me, except for the turkey and the ham and the butter and the cream. Everything else is made up. So Thanksgiving, at one place we've been going to this one family for about, I would say, 15 years. We first went there and we would have to eat at home first and then go there and hang out with them. To the point now, there was three things in this whole Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, that weren't vegan. And those were the things that weren't eaten, because everybody had eaten everything else to the point. So it's an easier day, especially here in California. I know that in, I think it's Seattle, Utah has the most vegan restaurants, believe it or not. The state of Washington, but California, everywhere you turn, there's vegan options. Even found out that yesterday in Portugal, it's against the law not to have a vegan option in your restaurant. So countries are making changes. Germany is making changes. They're all starting to realize that if you care for your audience, if you care for your, best way of saying it, if you care for your citizens, you would do what's best for the citizens, especially the ones who realize how to take care of themselves first. Self-preservation is the first thing.
Massaging that kale. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking to John about the dreams he's created and how he goes about doing that. Can't wait to hear that. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing John Sally, and you can find him at johnsally.com. And John, you create your dreams. I love that it wasn't just the NBA and the fabulous championships, but there is such a huge afterlife and recreation for you. Your life is a testament that you continually create new tasks to accomplish dreams, and you reinvent yourself. Tell me, are there steps that you use in every dream you create that brings about success for you? And what are they?
It's great. That's why I love what you said and what you do. It's all been dreams. One of my favorite rappers, Biggie Small, said it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. So what he meant is I used to read magazines and put pictures on my wall and realize, I can be one of those pictures on the wall. I can be one of these people in the magazine. I could do this, and I can do this well. And everybody else is saying, man, you know, I grew tall. My brother's a 6'2", 6 foot, 5'11". My father was tall, 6'7". And I knew I wanted to be a pro basketball player. And by the time I made that total dedication at 12 years old to be a professional basketball player, 11 years later, I was being drafted into the NBA. Now, there's a lot of young men and women who come in and talk about they want to be a professional, they want to be a singer, they want to be an entertainer. Well, once you set intention into the universe and you're specific with your request, right? There's no such thing as a lofty dream. You're specific with your thoughts. Because usually things that happen in your brain that you think of, that you dream of, you've seen. You just have to see yourself in that position. So even though I was in this project, a housing department in Brooklyn, New York, I knew I was going to see myself in Beverly Hills. My mother used to say on top of our building, look, if you look this way on a clear day, you can see Coney Island. This is where I lived in Brooklyn. And then I said, Ma, if you look west, you know, you can see Beverly Hills. She goes, no, that's Manhattan. I said, no, Ma, you got to look past Manhattan. And she just looked at me like, okay. But if I don't think it, if I don't believe it, if I don't see myself in the place, if I don't already forecast what I'm going to do and stay on the path to get to that place, remember, Dorothy, stay on the yellow brick road and you will get to the Emerald City. That was my idea. Stay on the path that I set for myself and forecast myself in that future spot. A lot of people do it when they say, in 5 years, where are you going to be? In 3 years, where are you going to be? I say, tomorrow, where you're going to be. You got to be further than it was today. And I believe everything can happen in 365 days. I believe everything can happen in a second. I believe everything can happen in an hour, the right intention. If you're a Christian and you believe God created the planet in 6 days, and it's like, oh, well, different time. Well, it was set intention. It was first it was this, then there was this, then there was this, and then there was this, and then he rested. That's what I believe. If you go to sleep broke, you shouldn't go to sleep. Just don't sleep. So that's my mentality. You dream it, you say it, you set it into intention, you're specific with your request to the universe, and you will be supplied.
You know, I really like what you said, and it gave me an aha when you said forecast what you're going to do. And I was thinking, you know, we wake up most days, we check in on the weather. What's the weather forecast? Because it's going to tell us something and we're going to have a response to it. It's going to rain, I'm going to bring an umbrella. It's going to be sunny, I may wear a little bit less clothes. It's going to be cold, I'm going to put on a jacket. And what if we were to forecast in advance how the day was going to be, how our life was going to be, and then show up ready for that? That's a really powerful use of words to forecast what you're going to do. I haven't heard that before.
Oh, yeah. You're going to run into it, too. Everyone starts talking about life. You're going to have ups and downs. You're not going to have ups and downs. Life is ups and downs. You know, one of the things that I always talked about is a book that I was given, or I remember reading when I was young, and every time somebody graduated from high school or college, I would give them this book. It's a Dr. Seuss book. It's called Places You Go. Some may be high, some may be low. It's just how this life goes, and you're going to find yourself in a lurch sometime. There's not going to be any friends to get you out, but you got to get through the valley until you see it again. You have to move. So in Places You Go, you're going to go through it, but forecast where you're going to be. Some places might just be a stop and a layover. Don't get off the yellow brick road, though. Stay on the yellow brick road.
That's beautiful. Places You Go, Dr. Seuss, some may be high, some may be low. So let's keep it real and transparent, that you have a dream, and I'm sure this has happened. It happens to all of us with dreams. We hit an obstacle. Maybe it's really big and really encumbering or disappointing and throws us off track. What is something you do to reroute yourself? What do you really do when things happen that are unexpected on your way to a dream?
Well, first thing, if you're disappointed, that means you expect it, right? Expectation breeds disappointment. I don't expect things to be there. I make things happen. So if you run into something that may seem to be an obstacle, give me an example. If it's all of a sudden you got to climb over this mountain and you got to pull yourself up on the vines and you have to lean on this rock and that rock and hopefully get halfway up and you don't want to look down because it's petrified. So you have to keep going, keep struggling, keep using the strength in your fingers and your toes, everything you can so you don't fall. When you get to the top, you will feel accomplished and you will be stronger every inch of you. So really the obstacle was trying, maybe building you for your next step. You might need that muscle in your shoulder. You might need to see what not to look down. You might need what seems to be an obstacle. But literally, it's a blessing in disguise. It may have held you up 15 days, 15 hours, 5 years. But look, you could have run into the wrong thing. You could have been going into business with somebody who wasn't down your path. So the struggle, Ivana Van Zandt, one of the first things I heard from her in the 90s was she did a tape at this place called Agape here in Los Angeles. And it says, value in the valley. It's the things you learn when you're not on the mountaintop and you're going through the valley, headed back to the next mountain. The things you learn in that valley are going to help you on that next trek up to where it's top, where you want to be on top. You bring strength in those times. You don't quit because life doesn't quit. And you can't quit life. It's everlasting.
I love your tune, John. That's so good. I love Ayanla Van Zandt. And I think it was she who said something that helps me get through the valleys, which is rejection is God's protection. Mm-hmm. And I've thought about that with relationships or circumstances. There are times when it looks like I've been rejected, but in fact, God is really protecting me and say, you know, there's something so much better for you. Just hang on and trust and wait for the really good to come.
You really, sir? I got married 24 years ago. It'll be 25 this year. And the girls who were in contention, I missed the bullet. And I was happy that the choices I made and what was presented to me. So I look at it that way, too. I was like, you know, it was a nice person, just not nice enough for me.
How beautiful. And speaking a bit of struggle, you really show up as a philanthropist. You work with Operation Smile, with PETA, with the fight against diabetes, as well as PCRM organizations. Impressive. So what caused you to become an advocate and a voice for these organizations?
My life is kind of like Slumdog Millionaire. I've gone through some things, and when I see them and I can make a establishment, or I can make a point, or I can bring light to it, I do. My father, when I was 15, was diagnosed with diabetes. Once we were able to figure that out, by that time, he was 5 more years, and he was dying from lung cancer and some other cancers. And then I started paying attention to cancers. I found out one of my best friends went to check for prostate cancer at 41. He wound up dying at 42 years old. So we were like, you know, don't sit around and be crazy and anal and homophobic, thinking that a doctor who is trying to check your prostate is doing something other than trying to keep you alive. Here in America, we know October is pink. That's for breast cancer awareness. But in September, it's prostate cancer awareness. No one is even aware, and every man is going to have or die from prostate cancer at one time in his life. So my mentality was, one, self-preservation. Staying alive, thinking the best way of staying alive. And if prostate cancer is going to be a problem in my life because I'm a male, I'm going to pay attention to my prostate. If all of a sudden I know I'm pre-diabetic because of how I was raised and different foods that are in my community that I thought were good for me but literally were detrimental, we're going to remove those foods, and we're going to let them know that you can literally reverse the effects of diabetes through diet. With Operation Smile, just dealing with that, you know, smiling and being happy in a situation is one of the best things. If you greet somebody with a smile, it eases tensions all places. So finding out that so many people were born with cleft palates, and these doctors who were willing to give up their time, their talents, and ego to go help as many people, I wanted to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I was blessed with my mother to have big teeth and a pretty good smile, so it was a great thing to be a part of. And I was there with my friend Billy Bush, who we were hosting a bunch of times at Mark Burnett's house in New York and here in Los Angeles. It was a great thing. So everybody and everything that I'm associated with, I literally have some connection to it, some touch to it, and literally have a story behind it, and it just adds to my passion.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be finding out a little bit about plant-based diet misconceptions and also where you can see John Sally really soon. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbie-yer.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedassinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedassinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing John Sally. And John, first I want to just talk about, I've heard you say there are protein intake misconceptions with a plant-based diet. And I'd love to know, what are the protein misconceptions?
The protein misconception is that when they say, hey, you have to, it was such a setup. When you get meat, they go, well, what protein do you want? I said, I have the protein. I ordered the vegetables. And they go, no, no, what meat do you want? I said, oh, that meat's dead. There's no protein in that meat. And they don't know what to say to me after that. There's more protein in vegetables than there is in dead animal flesh. There's so many things that happen when they have dead animal flesh with the oils that come into your body. Your body is not really good at digesting any animal fat oils. Matter of fact, it clogs up your veins and your arteries over time to the point where you cause heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. These are all brought on by what you eat. But the highest forms of protein is like a potato has 150 grams, brown rice 258 grams, spinach 250 grams, quinoa has 4.4 grams. I mean, that's what I mean. Importance. Kidney beans, 1.6 grams of protein. But then you get pumpkin seeds, which have huge amount of protein, 32.9%. Now, in a stalk of broccoli is 11 to 12 grams of protein. In a chunk of meat is 6. And your body has to break down so many things before it gets to that protein. The one thing they would get is B12. But for one thing, you're going to damage your body. 5 other things you don't need. 1, decaying flesh, which your body can't process and doesn't know how to break down. It stays in your body for 2 weeks. Oil that your body doesn't know what to do as it goes through the liver. You have all kind of bacteria. You have tons of pesticides. You got hormones just to get to the protein. Or you can just go straight to organic vegetable and eat it. People go, no, you got to have protein. I go, well, why don't they feed baby meat as soon as they come out? No, the first thing you do is give it human milk, because it's given all the kind of signals from the mother, from the milk, from the nipple, from the areola to the lips. And then when it comes to the time when they can eat solid foods, what do you give them? You give them peas, mashed potatoes, carrots. You give them all the soft baby food, because you know that's going to make them big and strong. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and I one of the things I say when I'm talking to people of color or my culture, I start talking about the foods. I said, you can't believe that you can eat those foods and still be efficient. And they go, well, look, and this guy was a great player. And then I'd look at them when they get older, and we have heart disease, number one thing. We have obesity. We have high blood pressure. We have diabetes. We have all these diseases going to the strongest people in the world because they're eating the worst foods. So if you feed them the right food and we get the right nourishment and nutrients inside your body, you can live for, I don't know, ever, if you can, as long as possible. So the misconception of you need protein, there's not been one person I know going to hospital saying, oh my God, what's wrong? Oh, I'm protein deficient. They, no one has asked that. So
that's really true. You don't ever hear that.
I have a picture of a gorilla on my in my Instagram, John Sally, and it goes, I only eat vegetables. Ask me where I get my protein from. And it's the strongest animal in the jungle.
That's great. I'm going to have to connect with you there on Instagram, so I'll check out the gorilla. And soon you're going to be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, February 9th through 11th. Are you going to have a booth there? What can we expect?
Okay, so I'm going to have a booth. Hopefully, we're working on now, I'm going to have some apricot seeds, which are high in B17, which has been known to be the B part that kills free radical cells. Free radical cells for people who have dealt with people who have had cancer, that's what cancer are, free radical cells. So I'm going to have those seeds in the booth. I'm going to have different experts in different modalities. Hopefully, I'm bringing Dana, who, when he gives you a massage, not only does he massage the muscles, he goes into your spirit and removes some of the pain. Mm-hmm. We're doing biomagnetic. This is the hottest thing. It could literally tell you everything that's going on in your body, what's deficient in your body, how we can fix it. And they literally is a roadmap, as opposed to, you know, they say how a surgeon diagnose what you are is he cuts you open because he's a surgeon. Well, I don't believe in cutting open his avatar. I believe this is a self-healing body, and once you get things connected to it, you get yourself back to the natural part of it, breathing good air, drinking spring water, eating food that has life, that's organic, that doesn't have herbicides, pesticides, and hormones, thinking in good intention, always being in a positive thought process. Those are the things that, and different people who are going to be around within the booth, that when you come, and the booth is called Better, B-E-T-T-A, Better mm-hmm. Eating Today, Tomorrow, Always, Better Energy Today, Tomorrow, Always. It was my way of getting the word in that was a little bit ebonic, but it also, you can remember it, and all the different Better products I'm going to have. I have a product called Better Belly, which is literally has no Casa Sagrada in it, but it helps you get rid of the mucus within your lower intestines. I got pills that help shrink your stomach, which we haven't named yet, but it's just another great herb. We have ringworm, wormwood, all the things to remove parasite cleanses, things that people aren't knowing about. I have people there with colonics, so we're giving away easier and less payment, so it's almost like a group harm when you meet them for us. What else am I going to bring into it? Oh, I just today lined up with a seed company because I started telling people when they say, well, what do you snack on? And I say, I eat fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and legumes. So the seeds I'm bringing in are pumpkin seeds because it used to be a thing. Everybody would have pumpkin seeds, spit out the whole pieces. That was a big thing at the baseball game. But they didn't realize those pumpkin seeds help your prostate. It's a wonderful, wonderful storm of potassium. So these different seeds, these different ways of getting potassium, calcium, magnesium, get back into your system to help your body regulate itself. We've been taken out so far. They make us think that you can go to a fast food place, be very quick, and they hand you a meal. That's true. They don't hand you a human meal, and they give it to you, and that's not the way it is. It's so many things that you can eat and you can see. So I'm going to have literature, information, links, people that think in the like mind within this booth. There's going to be a ton of us around it because it's called the Conscious Expo. So I'm talking to those subconscious, and I'm talking to those who are conscious. Mm-hmm. And those who are not conscious are So I'm not talking to them. That's I'm right. talking to the conscious, the ones who are awake.
Oh, I'm going to be finding you at the Conscious Life Expo. That's for sure. I'm going to be lined up to get my colonic biomagnetic seeds and everything else at that booth. I am excited to meet you and check out all the cutting edge things that you're offering and teaching us about. Well, folks, stay with us. We're going to be back. You're going to be really surprised at the next conversation and where this is going to go. And if you want to write a book, hire a certified coach who helps you complete your book and write a page turner. I'm a book coach. I take your book to a guaranteed international bestseller and help you get booked on media interviews. Get your book written. Take it to bestseller and get interviewed. Is it time to get your manuscript out to the world? Just email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. We'll be right back.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Welcome back. I'm Debbie Dashinger speaking with John Sally. He's a wellness master and advocate, philanthropist, entrepreneur, chef, actor, and NBA champion. Find him at johnsally.com. I got to ask you this. So, John, I'm a certified wine specialist. True story. And I see your name connected with the Vegan Vine. So this is a vegan wine company?
So this is a wine label that's vegan. The company is Colafrance, which is right outside San Jose, a beautiful little town of St. Martin, and they have been a vineyard for 26 years now, and it's a sustainable, self-sustainable vineyard. That means they bring nothing in. The water comes off the land. They don't use any pesticides. They use a different plant in between the vines to keep away certain insects from the grapes. They only filter the things with clay. They don't use egg whites. They don't use casein. They don't use fish bladders. They don't use isinglass. They don't use any of that. So they only use the clay to fine it. So in the making of the wine, no animal product. That's what makes it vegan. So a lot of wine, when they finish, they can't say it's vegan because in the fining process, in the getting out the last few particles, they use egg whites sometimes. They use fish bladders. They use gelatin, which is from the hoof of a cow or a pig,
right,
or a horse. We didn't do that. We made wine the old-fashioned way, like they did in France and like they did in Italy, and it's a great wine. So right now you can get it through libdib.com, libdib.com. We decided, because I was going all over the country selling this wine, I wound up selling it in Pennsylvania because that state of Pennsylvania buys all the alcohol. The coolest thing is they ordered 776 cases because I was in Philadelphia. and I thought it was great. That was a couple of years ago. But to track all around the country trying to get the distributors to understand, you know, this is a vegan wine. They go, well, how are we going to sell it in steakhouse? You know, that part I didn't think of. The only part I thought of was the label and saying the word vegan. We were pushing the mentality, the lifestyle, the thought process of veganism. So, you know, like I said, the pioneers get the arrows, but the fact that we're still talking about it is a great thing. I was going to rename it, but I'm coming out with different products. And if I come back out with a spirit, one of the spirits I would come back out with a new name for this wonderful wine. Maybe I'll even get some out of St. Helena. I've been, you know, talking to a bunch of people. I got a couple of cases of wine in my house for LeBron right now that I want to give to him. I read where he likes Pinot Noir, and I was like, oh, do I got the Pinot Noir for you. My God.
Wow.
Send me the wine.
Delish.
The coach of the San Antonio Spurs, Popovich, big wine guy. My boy Elliot, who was also played there. So I found a lot of guys who are into wine. I like wine. I love the fine cigars. I love fine scotch, fine bourbon. Like, I literally was talking about the spirit of those different liqueurs and what they're doing. And first people say, wait, you're a health and wellness thing. I said, I didn't say get drunk. And I said, a fish can swim in fresh water, not clean water. So, but certain times, great wine. Right? I don't believe in the cheap stuff. The cheap stuff I don't like. If it's cheap and you didn't put your love into it and you didn't put your back into it and you're just in it trying to make cheap wine and make money, I'm not your audience. But people have to understand, when you open that wine, it's alive in that bottle. And when you open that wine and it's been corked properly and it's been in the right barrels and it's the right soil and it's the right winemaker, it is a spiritual awakening, is why it's called wine and spirits.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
So those,
and also cannabis.
Are,
but we'll talk about cannabis. That the next time I'm on your show.
That is right, because that's down on the list, but that's going to be a part two show. So for people who are interested, it was called The Vegan Vine, produced by Claude Lachance Winery. It's family-owned operation located in northern central coast of California, and they are, as he said, certified sustainable. And they've been around for 8 years now. So here we are at the end. I have just so enjoyed this time with you. John, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
This is the... I was so waiting for this. See, you didn't know I was waiting for it. I literally realized the other day when I was having a dream that it wasn't just a dream. And you watch that movie Interstellar, and you realize that when you go into the state, and what they teach us here is there's a right, left, back, forth, up, down, they forget to tell us about the in and the out. So when you dream is the time your spirit goes outside of your avatar, just like the movie, just not that creepy, but outside your avatar, and it can be itself. So when you say, they say, dare to dream, God bless Martin Luther King Jr. We just had his holiday this past weekend. The idea that you can think of something that is going to be a betterment for everyone else. So I dream that my seeds and the nuts that I'm putting out are going to get to the spot. I dream I got a CBD water called Better Water. I came up with all the better food products, that this is going to be the thing that people realize. It's not about me making millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's about me believing the lifestyle, living the lifestyle, and letting everybody get a piece of the lifestyle. So I am putting better. It's going to be all over the world. And I tell people, your products may be good, mine are better.
Thank you so much for being with us today on Dare to Dream, John. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. This is the best. Part two, don't forget.
Stay. Part two, cannabis, here we come. I end today's show with this quote from John Sally, which is, without change, nothing changes. With change, everything changes. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast, I'm featuring Carolyn Mace and Lynn McTaggart. You can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.